Hi, and welcome. I just wanted to spend a little time together today, and rather than let this one go, which we were thinking about doing, but I thought it might be nicer if we came together, the apprentices and people who were close to me, and we did a little clearing on the best year. So we've got actually a pretty big clearing chart to work on. And even if we just spend 30 minutes together, that would fill what I feel like we need to do just to come together and not let a long period of time go by without us apprentices, the apprentices, my inner circle people that are closest to me being with me. So we'll do our beginning, as we always do. Thank you, George. And I think a few of you weren't on the last call on Origins, so we did come home without Virgil, and I'm not going to talk too much about it. I did talk about it some in the last call. There were a lot of legal and health complications. Very sad. We did have him for 5 days, and we don't have him. So just so you know, if you weren't on the call, the previous call, I do not have Virgil. We are not anticipating having Virgil, so we're investigating a new adoption possibility. So that's where we're at right now. Okay. All right, well, let's get started. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, saints and sages. What? Oh, okay. Sorry, somebody said they were happy. Virgil did not come home with us. Just so you know, Virgil is not here. He did not come home with us. Now, I'm going to focus on prayer. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints and sages, Jesus and Mary, we ask for your presence on this call. We ask that you help us to open to the best year ever. We thank you for your love, for your support, for your guidance. We thank you for holding us even when we feel that we aren't strong enough to hold ourselves, and for being the light in our life and our guide and our love and our strength. Amen. I'm free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder. When we live beyond the veil, humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the authors of the play. And we look at the best year of our life being a year of celebration and thanksgiving. Right, permission, and ability. We'll be doing chopping, please, to experience the best year of my life, to feel deeply the fulfillment of love and family, to succeed in my outer world actions, have great success in my career and investments, and master the quantum activations techniques for my greatest transformations, well integrated, living life in grace, glory, and gratitude, to fulfill my plans, essence in body, as well as body holding essence, authority, character, and personality, removing altering, apathetic, controlling, damaging, demonic, dominating, intertwined, observing, satanic, and suppressing. And I approach this in a few different ways. First of all, the me, which, and when we speak about my life, we're really speaking about being a physical incarnation. And so I wanted also to loop in essence in body, as well as body holding essence, authority, character, and personality, so that we got more levels of fulfillment than perhaps what the body wants fulfillment for. Okay, and so you'll see this a really powerful clearing chart, and we've got a lot of things on here. Another thing, just to let you know, and I did update this a couple weeks ago, we have control projection energy transference, and these were really forming out of and discovering them out of more along the lines of it's something between entitlement and karmic stuff. And so there was this additional things, items. Let me show you on the, I'll show you on the master list, which I updated in, should be updated in your member site. So you'll have just a new itemized, a few more things that I've added to the list. And they are down here. So control projection energy transference. And so when we were looking, and we'll be doing our karma clearing class, I think all of you are in the karma clearing class, this control energy, which is energy that's projected into somebody, how does that actually get there? Through hate, attachment, jealousy, desire, high-minded energy, if somebody's like being righteous, judgment, and battle of wills. So that's how that energy projection gets into you, and you need to get that out, obviously, if you're going to authentically be the source of all of your information and knowledge and choices. So I did update this in the member site really recently, the master clearing chart. So I updated with that those details so you can have them. Okay, and then I'm just going to go through the greetings. Hi from George and Julie and Jenna and Nettie and Ilme and Kathy and Dawn. Thank you, Dawn. Johanna, Martha, George, thank you, and Dale and Anne-Marie. Thank you, Julie C. Pam and Agnes, thank you. Johanna, thank you. And Kathy, thank you. It's a powerful, a right permission and ability statement. It is very powerful, and there's Shirley. I'm going to take 2 minutes because there are a few of you that weren't on the last call, but I'm not going to. I took quite a bit of time in the last call, so we're just going to keep this really short. I guess there's kind of a conspiracy or something. There's birth mothers who do this, that they work the system to get the funding during the pregnancy and then know how to work the system. We had Virgil for 5 days and fully expected to bring him home. But Virgil was born on cocaine, and he was definitely deaf and not diagnosed with blind, but I think blind. He was sensitive to light, but couldn't bring his eyes to light or focus on anything. They just spun around. So potentially blind also. Liver working very hard on overtime, small. And we loved him up. We really loved him up. We had him for 5 days. And in the end, the birth mother got her grandmother to take him. And then she stood outside the lawyer's office and took Virgil. So she wasn't actually able to because she has lost a 13-month-old and she gave birth to Virgil on cocaine. But she knew how to work the system. And we've been grieving, taking some time off. I was going to have maternity leave, so we have 2 weeks of pre-recorded classes that I just recorded for you guys. So the next 2 weeks, I'm going to just take off. But I will be in class live for everybody who's in Year of Miracles on Friday. I'll be teaching the three-hour Year of Miracles. And I just wanted to touch in with everybody today. And we did not have the Origins of Humanity pre-recorded for the first class, so I felt like this was an opportunity. As long as I was on, I would talk to you apprentices, too, and let you know what was up with us. If you're part of the leadership committee, there were some clearings. There's definitely clearings also for March that can be done on the company, so we can... leadership committee can go pop into the site and look at the clearing charts there. Yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you, Anita. Yeah, we're grieving. We're very sad. We miss him. He was our little fella for 5 days. And hi, everybody. Hi, Diane. So that's the story. And yesterday, I spent 10 hours sitting on the sofa, and I finished the blessing blanket. So the birth blanket came with. He slept in the birth blanket, and he loved it. He really did. And so the birth blanket will likely never be used for another child, but the blessing blanket he never used. So the blessing blanket is now done, which is the christening or baptism blanket. So it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, and was very healing and felt very good. I spent 10 hours just crocheting it until it was done. And then I crocheted a little blanket for Adelia's school for one of the dollies at school. So that that was how I spent yesterday. And we've been really sad and fully expected to bring a baby home. So that's what's going on. Okay, and at some point I'll be able to write about it and speak about it more articulately. I did speak about it in Origins of Humanity, and I think that's as much as I'm going to say. I'm a little bit exhausted from getting very teary all the time. So, okay, my dears, we're going to go back to the chart. And, you know, there's every reason... Oops, I think I put the master clearing chart. That's not what we need. We need the... Apprentice best year chart. Here we go. So one of the things we can talk about is what you're looking at when you're clearing for the best year of your life. And I know that for our family, family fulfillment, for me having the right child join our family, and also a husband, partner, divine complement. I would very much like that. I really am looking at building our reach so that we're more acknowledged and respected in the world. And I think getting the studies out, I think that's going to be amazing to get the studies, the brain study, and then now dynamism. We're going to be starting that on the 15th. So that should be really good. I wrote on your Facebook page that I thought the unconditional love you showered on Virgil would be a great healing for him, and still hope it will be with compassion, Martha. I think so too, Martha. I think so. I think it will help him. I think he needed to start his... We obviously had some agreement that I would help him for 5 days, so... Yeah. So what are people thinking about as far as best year? Well, I see I didn't change the title of that. I've got that master clearing chart up there. But we're looking at best year. Oh, that's funny. I just didn't change it in the title. Okay. So I know we'd like to double our reach. I know that's one of the things we'd love to see our classes continue to grow. I would like to really start nailing down some more firm protocols that should be followed every time. For example, I'm working with someone with ALS right now. Something that would stop ALS in its tracks or cancer in its tracks. Great health and financial abundance. Thank you, Julie. Great improvements in my physical body from Martha, hair, teeth, edema. Would love to get them moving into greater perfection. Beautiful, Martha. Thank you. And also, by the way, this is our gathering. So if there were some thing that you were working on that you were wondering about, we do want to stay on topic, but if it's something about, you know, I'm trying to understand more about amphibians or waves or how anchors work or something like that, you could also, I might be able to answer. And if not, we could address it in another class. So if there was something that you were really working on that seemed to make sense to ask me right now, this would be a time to do it. Beautiful, Diane. That's a nice declaration. Improved health, financial health, service, and engagement. Good. Clearing of pain. Okay. And Agnes, just to remind you, and you may have picked this up, but you may not, but a lot of times what's responsible for pain are demons. And so that may be a special project for you, or you might really appreciate the class that's dedicated to demons and you really knock out all of the demons, because that tends to be one of the big sources of pain in the physical pain in the body. There are a few aliens also that are known to be pain manipulators. Why don't we sing a song, too, while we're together? Such a nice group of apprentices. I really love you guys. Okay, let's see. Let's do goodness and mercy. Right hip in my hand. Okay, that's for Shirley. I'd love for my muscle testing to be wonderfully reliable so that my charts, the accurate and clearing results, be profound so that I may share this work you so generously share with us. Dale, beautiful. Health goals, more focus on digestive tract, creating a healthy gut. Michael Blum. Okay, Anne-Marie. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. All that I am and all that I can be is expanding from this mystery. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. All that I want and all I'll ever be is flowing from this loving seed. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Julie, I think for you, it's getting your essence or spirit really back in your shoulders. So really filling yourself up with your authority and your strength, your life force, and bringing that back into the area so that that's what owns the area. One more song, huh? Thank you, Nettie. Thank you. Gentle light, rain falling softly. Gentle night. Soft falls the rain. We are one, one with the raindrops. We are one with the God of rain. Gentle night, cleansing my spirit. Soft falling raindrops. Wash away my tears. All is well in the house of the raindrops. All is well in the garden of love. Okay, we're at about 80% on the chart. Why don't we do Mystical Temple? Oh, Mystical Temple, I sing in your glory.
The sacred geometry folds echoing sounds. Oh, visions of splendor and happy reunions through eras and friendships that vibrate through time. I sing in your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in the echo that prances through time, and holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice raised with awe. Majestic your chapel, O holy cathedral, I bow with the reverence of energy divine. Earth Mother holds you, and Sky Father blesses you, and I laugh in the pleasures of reverberating sound. I sing in your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in the echo that prances through time, and holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with awe. O Church, in your structure, I see you, the Mother, the body of spirit, the goddess in your form. O sacred, sweet sanctuary, a safe and a warm womb, embracing our spirits in embryonic form. I sing in your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in the echo that prances through time, and holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. From ages to ages, I've sang in your belly, I've cried in my sorrows, and rejoiced in the love. For the memories of spirit are easily remembered in the place where the mother nurtures her child. I sing in your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in the echo that prances through time, and holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. Thank you, Lisa. Good, full body ownership and clearing infections. Good, Carol. I have no idea, Nettie, on whether you and Shirley have the same issue, but like I had said earlier, that to Agnes about pain, clearing the pain from her chest, that pain, you need to explore on the chart the demon category, because that's a lot of where pain comes from. So that would be something to look into. Yeah, definitely looking into the demon stuff. I hear and can feel that you surrounded him with your love, and I'm sure that was a healing for him. I'm glad you found crocheting the blanket calming last night. Yeah, I actually did it all day, Carol. I've been on the phone and just got on. So sorry about Virgil not coming home with you. I will keep you and Adelia in my thoughts and prayers. Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, good. All right. And so, George, you have the information on how to clear infections, but also sometimes bentonite clay can really draw out infections under the teeth. So you might want to also use bentonite clay to help draw out the infection as well as the quantum activations. They could work hand in hand together really nicely. Swollen eyelid. Looks like an allergen, Ilme. Looks like something that you're allergic to, whether it's in your environment or fabric. Fabric. It feels like fabric. So maybe your bedding, something like that. Shirley says, love and light to you. Thank you. All right, my dears. We've gone a good half hour. That was my intention, was just to gather us, to have some time together. Let's see where we are on the chart. We're 100% on the chart. So I think this is a really perfect time to complete. And then we'll have a wonderful next meeting in a couple months or a month and a half, whenever that is scheduled. But I just didn't want to leave a lot of time in between hand, and we were going to just drop this one, and I said I didn't want to just drop it. So I love you. God bless you. Thank you for praying for us and holding us. And I pray for you, too. And I realize that for everybody I tell this story to, you're going to have to process somehow some emotion around, the difficulties of the system and the sadness, you know, even if it's just that you care about me and Adelia and you're sad for us. So I pray for you, too, that you find inner peace, and that we find peace together rapidly, and that the right little person joins our family really soon. All right, so I'm going to say bye-bye for now. We do have class. Let's see, we have Year of Miracles. I think not every single person, but most of you are in Year of Miracles on Friday, so I will see you on Friday. Love you. Bye-bye for now.